Hello, there's King of Parts here on Killing with King of Parts podcast. I want to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals coming back from 17-0 against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What happened was a terrible, terrible start. You know how the Bengals start these last 2 years. They start out terrible. Lately, they've been good with that and the in this, six-game winning streak now? But even the last two games, this one and the last week against Cleveland, they started off terrible, at least on the offensive side of the ball, right? But this one was just crazy. They started off the drive, the first drive well, and then tip pass, I don't know what it's with Joe Burrow's pass is getting tipped. Interception, right? Then the defense, they tried to hold them a couple of times, but they couldn't. So it's 17-0. They held them to one field goal. And the other two drives was 17-0. They held on to the ball like crazy in the first half. So, I go downstairs, do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying? And I come back like an hour, like probably like 40 minutes later, I see that the Bengals are down 17-6. Oh, okay, they scored. I did see them score a field goal before halftime. So, they must have got the ball. But then, when I came back up, they already at the 20 on the Buccaneers 20-yard line. Getting ready to score. And that's when they threw the ball to T. Higgins. They missed a 2-point conversion. Then the next drive, see what happened was the defense got better. The defense sometimes struggled in the first half too, as you know. And they was just turning. They made the Buccaneers turn the ball over like crazy. Right? Before I got back, I think it was a special teams fumble on a punt return or something. Some type of return. And that's how they got that 17-6 score. But then turned the ball over again. That's how they got the ball and T. Higgins scored his touchdown. They fumbled again. Then they finally take the lead. They got a 2-point conversion finally with T. Higgins. And then Jamar Chase scored a touchdown. Then the backup tight end, Wilcox. Mitchell Wilcox. Listen, man. All this talk about Joe Burrow being overrated. He's not even had his fully healthy wide receiver. And you know what's so crazy about the slow start of this game? They had every excuse to lose this game. Mike Hilton and Henderson was out. broken wrist or something. I forgot. Some type of wrist injury he had. Even today, like Kim Taylor has been playing tremendously, got hurt, and all that. This is a great football team. 10-10-4. You don't get there by luck. So, I just can't wait for the playoffs to start. I think they got a chance to clinch the playoffs spot next week against the Patriots, who just lost crazy. Like, this NFL weekend was just nuts. Yeah, Matt Ryan, a team that has Matt Ryan, blows a crazy lead again. 33-0 this time. Against the Minnesota Vikings, they lost 33-0. And they lost. Cowboys lost today. On the Dak Prescott interception, the ball almost touched the ground. But, like, it was just beautiful. We had all kind of excuses to lose the game because of the injury, but we don't do excuses. This ain't that time. And I'm going to say this, too. Over these last 2 years, I know his first 2 years, they started off bad in his tenure. Zach Taylor has been the Bengals coaching staff overall. I'm not going to give just him. Because Lou Romeo's son, he's the defensive coordinator. Zach Taylor's coaching staff knows how to do halftime adjustments. Just super, super well, more well than Marvin Lewis' coaching staff ever had. I will watch a Marvin Lewis game, and I will rarely see a comeback. But I never thought of Marvin Lewis as a halftime adjustment type of guy. Even when we did come back. Because I remember that 2009 year, there was the cardiac years always coming back from a score. But these last 2 years, oh my lord. You know, let me see what else. This Meg tour stuff. Oh my god. Well, it has been confirmed that she was shot. And, you know, to see people pick on her and all that stuff. It's crazy. I see 50 posts comparing her to Jussie Smollett. Like, she was shot, bro. She wasn't no stage kidnap. She wasn't no stage nothing. She was shot. Part of the reason why I laugh when people get fake outrage about the things that 50 Cent does. It's because this is who he always been. And, you know, this is why black women don't like to come forward. Or women, period, but especially all women. Because it's automatic. That they lying and some. I do remember when Meg hesitated to say that she got shot. I do remember that time. All right, I'm about to go to bed. I would love to come on here tomorrow, cause I want to get back in the podcast game. You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't have one a podcast myself. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye bye.